Towson University's new president, Marvin Loeschke, and Professor Emeritus Dick Gillespie will present A.R. Gurney's Pulitzer Prize-winning play Love Letters, one performance only, Sunday, September 9th at 3 p.m. in Towson's Center for the Arts Harold J. Kaplan Concert Hall. With me in the studio to talk about the performance is actor Dick Gillespie. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is a play that is very near and dear to your heart and also to Marvin's, actually. You've performed this a number of times, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, a number of times.
Why do you keep coming back to it?
We just love doing it. We like the characters. We like the interaction.
There are a lot of similarities between you and the character Andy that you play in Love Letters. What are some of those?
Well, my life seems to parallel his in time. The things that he was doing in that was what I was doing at that age as well. The fact that he was part of the Second World War or the Korean War. I was part of the Korean War, but it was at the same time. He was in the Navy and I was in the Army, but he was in Japan for a while on shore leave, and I was in Japan on R&R at about the same time with the same kinds of experiences. So for me, it's very easy to see his life because it so parallels mine.
What about Mervyn's character, Melissa? Are the two of them anything alike?
No, they're about as far apart as two people can get.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, Melissa is a very irrational person, but Mar enjoys being able to do that, so it doesn't parallel her life at all. Mar's been careful in her life, and Melissa is not careful at all.
The play is set over a period of 50 years. Is that a challenge as a performer? I'm sure it is. It has to be.
No, it's not. It's so well written that it's not a challenge at all. And we don't try to do ages in the sense of changing our voices for the ages. It just is something that happens because we allow ourselves to be in that age, that's all. But it's not like you're going through and changing voices or anything.
This is being performed as part of President Loeschke's Inauguration Week celebration. I am very, very excited for her. She's actually the 13th president of Towson University.
She's also the first woman president. There were women principals before, and also she is the first alumni.
That's remarkable. I was wondering about that, actually. Yeah, that's fantastic. Is she the first person from the arts faculty to become president?
As far as I know.
Wonderful all around. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of. She was asked to apply for the presidency by one of the headhunters. And she said, I don't think I'm going to do this because they would never hire me because of the very reasons we just mentioned. And I kept pushing her and other people kept pushing her. I said, at least just send in your information. And if they don't want you, that's life, but let's do it. So finally she did it. And she found out after she was selected that it was unanimous with every single person. There wasn't a single vote against her.
This is Towson University presenting A.R. Gurney's Love Letters, Sunday, September 9th at 3 p.m. in Towson's Center for the Arts Harold J. Kaplan Concert Hall at the corner of Osler and Cross Campus Drive. This is one performance only. The performers are Towson University's new president, Marvin Loeschke, and Professor Emeritus Richard Gillespie, Dick Gillespie. They will be playing Andy and Melissa. And Dick, for more information, what's the phone number in the website, please?
410-704-2787. If you go online, it's www.towson.edu/arts-calendar.
With me in the studio today, Dick Gillespie, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations again to Dr. Loeschke.
Thank you.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.